Yeah. Okay, so we're holding in the Siman Kuf Hei. I want to go through that chat, the Taz and the Chach again. So in Zion. So I looked up the Shari Dura. The Shari Dura holds that the same way Agadei Bishlam is Mefafeh Bekuloi, so Agadei Tzli is Mefafeh Bekuloi also. That's a Shita. So why are we stuck up? Because of the Shal of Perkel the Bosses, Simonai, Shekei Nikr, I feel of the Divrei Atur, Shemachal Akan, which holds the difference between Tzli and Bishlam. So now, Lechara, now when the case of Tzli, she would only worry about getting a Tzila. Because Rishal Shom Shavuot on the Hakram Me'achar Shum Vayder B'Shemena Shima Favas B'Kula, but the Torah agrees in the scenario of Shemena that it's Mefei B'Kula. Then the Bekiyam is a Shemena B'Shem He Shemena B'Fnim. It doesn't look Shemena B'Bachut. So Rishal adds a Kenei. The reason why we don't know what's called Shemena because we don't know what's inside, and therefore even according to the Torah, you should Me'achar that it's Oyser Kula. So B'Kitzer, every case of Tzli is going to be Oyser Kula. So A, mitzad the Shari Dura, and B, mitzad even the tourist masking to that. Now the lashon of the marshal over there in the Isser Hetzer of the marshal, he says the ikur is like the Shari Dura. The old ikur is like the Shari Dura, without the cheshbon of the tour of Shmeinah Zafeh Bekulot. Be'etzem that I have gemaras which are mashma that's less than that. So you have to go through the gemaras. He says, did Shmuel says that the Mishnah says that by giving off the Yishish. Come Shmuel and says it's only Agadei Bishul. By Agadei Tzli, it's different, right? So do we pass like Shmuel? No, we don't pass like Shmuel. Right? Is one. The Gemara over there in Sochim, and we're talking about a case of just Agadei Raitzev as opposed to the Chatit itself. You know, they try to make it look to, yeah.
The source of the Rishon is the Gemara that's provided between the Gedik HaChashon and the Rishon. We don't have that Gemara. Gedik HaChashon, it's not even called the Zemekrein.
Gedik HaChashon. Which is Slaim Cowboy, D. Kokush, which is Slaim Cowboy, it's only Kerlov. And over there, the issue is beside Yisuf Kerlov. Yeah, so I don't know, I'm not sure. The problem with the Shari Dura. So Shari Dura says. Right. If the Kham is Machmas and Ispash on Hitsu Kolecha the Badoi, Ben Kham and Machmas and Likha, there's no din of Tar Maliach, which is what he told me beforehand, the Tophel. It's told in the Shalom, Ilah Gabar, Tatah Gabar, and that's the whole. And in the case where it's the Kham is Tatah, so it's going to be Machmas Bekulot. So, Kham and He Machmas and Ispash on Hitsu, he puts it together. That Ad Kam Shari Dura. That's the whole thing, right? So the Mashal Mashal Dulam Nafim in Chama Yerei Bishul or Chama Yerei Tzli Al Hayaradeya, which is the tour. Lasir Lehaki Chama Yerei Bishul Ozu Oysu Kulam Chama Yerei Tzli and Oysu Kimi Kenatila. Well, Anu Loi Kaimalon El Kedirei Shardim Chama Yerei Bishul Tzli. If you imagine Kaimalon Tzli or Malicha Kibishul. Then he's a time yafal the chumra zoom mishumen on bikiyim ezer shein erek kachusha. But it sounds like that's the second step. Does he bring the din of Dabar Shomim?
Why?
I can't tell you that he doesn't, because that means I have to know all the Sarizura, which I don't. But here in this whole section, he doesn't. I don't see him bring it. So I don't know. I mean, just trying to think what would be his argument back to what with the Gemara. I'm not sure. Fine. The Shach Yubeis. Yeah, just saw Pirush. The Shmona Shagid Oisim and Abana Kileil Simon Samachay Siftes. The Simon Kuf. The Ilu Gufa Shagid Enalkates Baalma Kamashin Sbar Shom. The Rabbi Teres Chad the Soif Klal Lamizayin. Cause of the Yerush Shnitzla Im Shmonoi Shagid Sar Klipa. So he says the Shir is Klipa. The Sar Chloimer the Lav Davka Nokat Elayin Chanami the Boy Natila. The Kach saw some Kahn Kedibim Makaber. Inami the the next few words again I'm grappling with it. He says Kan Lav Dafka. So the reason, if you learn that the Ramah over there in Tereskath is the same Klipa versus Natila, so then you have to learn over here is Lav Dafka. That's why the Ramah didn't say anything. I don't know. The Pashas Mashmos of the Sugya is we're using Lashon Natila Dafka versus Klipa. Mio Hailing Yini Ikra Dinner. Alfiminik the Dasa Rabbin, welcome Shane, have success. I became Gavin Yash the Hatsuk Shishim, I feel a belief, and come she's barred, so Kalvayim, Kolshke Mitzvah. Fine. So what's he grappling with over here? So, is it going to be Shainan? What, how much Sliasser? Rashi's mashma that Sli. So the mission says, yeah, she's bashful, you need shishim. Okay. So Rashi learns Karla V'Oichel is going on Chotech Elyon V'Oichel Chamagil L'Gid. So you eat the whole Yerech down to the Gid, which means that the Gid does not ask for any of the Basar at all. So Rashi is learning the Gid does not, the Tzli does not ask for at all. Okay. And that the more it says, we see over here that it answers. Shani Chela Dimit Hafeya. The more it says, we have a case of Chela, it's not a problem. That's Chela with the Kochush. So, by a double Kochush, the Maisa, where Rashi learns the Gemara, Shmuel is telling me that by Tzli, it doesn't move at all. Doesn't answer at all. Tyson Longman says, Ashen Gil Gid is Lavdavka, Ashen Gil Gid, because you have to leave it. Shark Shinia, can I Klipa, Samak Ligid? I feel, can I Natila in the Shark Shinia? I mean, you got to leave at least Klay Klipa. The truth is not even Klay Klipa, but even Klay Natila. Well, I can remember Kate of Salem, not to Merkel Alcheris, Yitlas Makaima. Lois Sagi Baklipa, in Lois and Akalik, the Shemer Reut of Miss Pashe, Yosem Migid. Maybe over here the Lashon Gemara that over here the did attack a klipa. I have a Gemara Pesachim which says the shear is Natila. That's a case of right of his liquidity, etc. Moves around, but so that attack goes in Kedah Natila. But the Gid, we don't say that. So Tosha, however, Lashon Meshum Malkim Sheisagi Letzli Beklipa. Lo Mesina Klipa Niskaris Lagin Tzli. The only place is a Gemara over there by the din of Tatzal Gaber, Chametz of Sinan. And I make a Bola, after the Masech, the Sli, Bola Tfei. So maybe Sli Tak absorbs more. So I have a Gemara by Klipa, by the case of Bishul. The case over there is a cell went into the liquid. So while it's being Maker Lay, it's being Bola. Okay. So the Shear is Klipa. But Sli, it's hotter than Bishul. It's connected to Yilu. Like the Mishabiter says. So Tosfos says, I don't have a clear Gemara by Sli that the Shear is Klipa, and therefore I'm going to Machmer that it's the Tila. But I don't have a clear Gemara that it's the Tila, except for that one Gemara, which I have ways to be dark on that Gemara. So the Rosh parallels Tosfos. So the Rosh starts off with the same lashon. It's lav davkach megil again, because you have to leave at least the klipa. And the truth is not even to take klipa, but even create the tila. Like the flow is the same cheshbon. So I have Rashi saying that you need medaf. You don't need anything at all by kalkish. I have Tosfos which taka clearing the tzad that you need to take klipa. And the mitzvah there, so Mishnah said taka the shiras take klipa. Tosfos says no, the shiras take the tila. Right, the shear is kind of tefillah. And then you have this the shorim which says that the shear is bikulay. Right, so like any shita you get all the possibilities that we know. Right, so now the shach is grappling with the following. That the Rashi brings the shear of klipa and the tila, and he says yesh lahachmer me'achushu it's isutara. The prima governor quotes a lot of the Rashi. Somewhere over here. One second. Oh, I'm sorry. The new base. Rashi cost of the royal hakrab isurei Torah. So now, so zok the shach. Okay, so now you tell me that it's royal hakrab isurei Torah. So now I got a problem. So the kara by shmoner, they get it in. We give it listen time. This is because shmoner shall get. Shmoner shall get is in the rabbanon. So why are we saying that the shear is going to tila? The kara the shear we should be connect klipa. And matter of fact, I have the remote talk. It says the shear is going to klipa. Okay. But the mice of the Ramah over here, when the Chabra says can it tell, the Ramah is not Masik. So option A is to learn the Ramah. When over there, he's discussing Kenatila versus Kulai, whatever. He's not discussing Klipa versus Kulai. He's not discussing versus Natila. But Natila Taka you need. Now the Prima Gavra says, so why Taka is the Mechaber saying Kenatila? Because that's also the Rashi Tursabai Sakotsu. Tursabai Sakotsu, he says, where the Hachmer? He doesn't have the words Bisuri Torah. His Makhloik is whether the Shiva is connected Klipa or connected Tila. And Roy Lahachmir. So, Masha Filibin Rabbanon. Even though it's Kachash Gomer and it's Rabbanon, that you still need the Tila. So that's how we understand the din of the Machaber. That even in the case of a Kach, it's a Rabbanon. And it's a Kachash, Chazar Machaib and the Tila. Chazar understood the din of the Tila. So and that's what the shach is coming. But that's what the shach of the shach is grappling with, because like there is taka tzad that can eat people, and the taka tzad only be machmer can eat tila by nisa deraisa. So that the shach no, the shear is can eat tila imay derabana. Fine. Okay, I Yes. What? Gid is a Rashi. We don't even begin with Tom. So. What? Ain't beginning with Tom. There's no Tom to have Tom Kaker. So the issue of the one is because of the Shimon Shal Gid, because of the Rabbanu. See, look at the Prima Godim in Zion. See, he asked the Kasha of the Gemara, but he doesn't really give an answer to the question. But at least Kedai to see that he has the Kasha. Only I'm sure the Kolabos is Simonai and Shita Kerzieshlai. Kamalik of Sliya Besama Kafila Bekakish Lagamri. Ekasu Ashaorim. Take us to Ashaorim. Medina and Medina. So he says, according to the Sharm, it's Mikra Din. The Torah mask because it's Shame. Rashinami Oysa Bekuloi, Sharm of Hafea Av, Bishiye Samach Krenatila. Rhyme not about the Keris. It's Rhyme from not about the Keris. Bishom of the Hossam Sliash. So that could be the point of the Mor, but there is the Gabi Dine Bishol. With the Moorish sitting over there is the issue of the Tadin of Tzliyesh, and the Gabi Dine Bishol, Kedayin Tzila is Nitzlami Midabar Acher, not more. Okay. The Gabi Pipua, how far it absorbs in, absorbs the Bekuloi. So Gemara and Tzachim, the Klal, not a problem. But, so Medina Tzark Tzamak, Shkoch the Gomer, Shane Bajor, the Shemunis, Tzark Liashim, Sagadu Kulan, the Nitzla is Karlif. Mahainu get a nosh of Shemar Karech of a Feyu, Rishon will yod of Mimenu. Behu Kachish, Hava, Kitiris Beishal Tosis, the Yesh Samach. Can I have a lot of Kegavu, who Bishuman Agid, Loy Osu Bimelika, Shari, so he wants to learn. He doesn't deal with the Gemara over there of Caliph. That's so interesting. Tell about that again. Now who cooks it? Right, so he's in a little like Tosis is his second teretz. Kachash haba v'yesh b'ma'at chelu v'botel b'shishim. That's what he's saying. That little Tosis over there. Oh, kachash haba. Kachash enum v'fafeyah. Oh, yesh b'kachash haba v'yesh b'ma'at chelu v'botel b'shishim. So me'la, it's b'fafeyah b'kula. He's going like that second teretz of Tosis. That's what he's saying. Okay. That's why I said I can more. Fine. Good. Fine. Okay, sit, hey. The Mitzvah of Moreh Moshe Natsli Oyser Ella Kedatila Biyarech Im Gidoy. Kiretsu by Dover Kalkush, Ain by Karech Lefeh Bakalachatiha. So Gid is a Dover Kalkush, Chlor. Alba Gdish Shomain Shlo Bakalboy, and Bakalagdish Hishim Kanegat Kalachavish, the boy also Lechol Afilim Rosh Osnoy. Shimishu Shomain Mefeh Bakulai. So you have this new dinner, Pipuat Mefeh Bakulai. Alim Kalkush. I'll be saying by Sam Kanegat Kalachavish, the boy, and Oysel Kanegatila. The nature of Kalkush, it doesn't spread, it only spreads Kanegatila. A chaylim, so behemah kachusha is kachus shubativoy. Behemah fafeya. Right. So that was the we pointed out that it's a fascinating idea that the chaylim, which is fat, as a little of kachush, because the fatty part of a kachush animal is also good kachush. They're just stopping now. I mean, that's what Tosfos Second Teretz is trying to bevor. You don't have to say such a new. It's a bechidish. Right? We would have assumed that kaila, which is fat, is fatty. Right? So Bar Yesh Lerma is saying the takanok. It's not true. So why? But since it's kachush, the rishishim, the kaila was kachush, and therefore the rishishim and the meat can get it. The talk is with a very cool light. Okay. Okay. Vafilu katichas ha'isur kachusha tis heter shenitzlis ima shmeino. Now, so the Shulchan Aruch will take it a step weiter. You have katichas isur, which is kachusha. So the isur is kachusha, but the heter is shmeino. So the isur will go through the bekulai of the heter, which is shami. Okay, that's the chiddush of the Machaber. Again, this is going to be a machlokes. Long arichas over here in the Nesek Kalin. Take a look at the guy in Nun Hay. So the Gaon brings the stories of the heads of Mefatim Leiser, Umbarla Kablia Ima, Shikosu Khan, Basiman Ayan, Basiman Sadi Aleph, Kuma Dira Tur, Basiman Zeh, Gabi Tzli, I feel Khadir Zisr Kahusha, but here's Nestor Shmeina, Koshikos Basife, Alba Enaker, we call the Paiskim Kaluki. Shinola Mice, that's not the Iker Psak, the Gaon says, and the Iker Psak is all the Paiskim disagree with this, you saw it, but Hetim Mefatim Leiser. And then he gets involved in the kasha, which the Shach and the Taz all throw around. So the Groy is online to say that we don't pass the Hetra Fatum Lissu. The Maisa Mishabur is the Mishabur passes like it. Mishabur and Hilchos Pesach. In a case where you would have a Matzadika Pastida, which is shoming because of the fat, etc., of the Pastida, of the meat which is in it. And you have, it touches chametz. Chametz is kachush. So you say that the pastida is mefatim to the chametz, and the chametz is mefeh b'kuloi, and an asus tuloi. like the Mechaber. So it's the Magen Rum over there, and the Mishmar passed like the Magen Rum. It's the Magen Rum passing like the Mechaber, the Maisa. But they're. The Taz, I mean, the Taz really comes out not like this Mechaber, right? The Shach passes like the Mechaber. So Ma'aseh Minhag HaPesachim is like the Mechaber, but you know, if you're going to get involved in other tzedakim of hefset, etc., so you can be mistarif. So let's see. So what's that now? Let's finish up the Mechaber. V'chol davar she'yesh lo pepuah shenafel l'makom yidua. Me'achaticha b'tzli, so it has to be pua, and you know where it touched. Abishyesh v'chaticha samach l'batal insert start until it's mokum. Okay, so you need, besides samach, even when you have samach, you also need the tila. That's the next question: is this din of the tila the mechaber is being mechayev? Is that mikra din, or that's just a chumra ba'alma? So Piskei Tshuva in Yud Aleph says nafkamina. Let's say you went right, but you cooked it without the tilas makom. You're going to need samach in what you cook it with to mevatel the klein tila. If it's a chumra ba'alma, so b'diavad it doesn't ask. Piskei Tshuva says it doesn't ask b'diavad. It's not mikra din. It's just a chumra ba'alma. Prima Gordon also in Yud Aleph starts off to say maybe it's all serving. He comes out that the Mechos Kayin says the Til of Kumra Koshal Erdem Akkama Ein Sark Litu Misaviv. But let's say something which we believe is kachish, but we say and the key and we're mach. So then the tilas meikar adin, because betzim is that very not. We can't use our lack of knowledge when something seems to be kachish to be say. Well, you know, the tilas is a chumra bound. Chavis Das learns the tilas meikar adin. Which the way the Rosh will learn. The Rosh reads it until he comes in. He says, what's the Mechaber paskening? But the lesson of the Mechaber is interesting. He says, Kol davar she'yesh lo pepuah shenafel l'makom yidua me'achaticha. I know where it touched. So then you need the tila. Let's say I don't know where it touched. So if it's mikra din, I should take off every layer of tila everywhere. Me solve it. It's a mikra din. If it's a chumra, I understand. You don't know where it is. Don't worry about it. It's loy noidim mekayma. There's nothing to worry about. It's a chumra ba'alma. Say we're in machmer in a case is loy noidim. The Mechaber's lashon sounds like that it's only it's not mikra din. It's a chumra ba'alma, which is the way the where the Prima Gadim is learning the Maisa, and Pesach Shem is learning not like the Chabas does. I think that's the Maisa. That's sort of the assumption. Okay, the Ramah. B'chol v'mavushal shulai raitiv. I often dinner kitzli b'chol davar. So even though it's if you're cooking it, quote unquote cooking it, but if there's not liquid there, it has a dinner kitzli. Fine. Comes from the Ramah. Most of Yeshamim shein al bekiim eizet mikri chachus eshamim. V'yashasu b'chol inyanat ikasamach. V'fil ikasamach tzarech natilas makom. V'achinog. So that's what we do l'maisa. But v'davke shechele v'shar iser v'shach v'shamnunis. V'yashasu l'shach v'shamnunis. V'hu b'vali kachus ein oiser rak kerein natila. So mashal chametz. So that the Nakimakma over there, but you know I don't know what animal's called kachar, what animal's called shomei. There's fat there. There's clearly something to talk about. But there's body, no tzad of shamnunis. Don't worry about it. The Taz will talk about that. not only that in the animal, but the which is extruded from the Davar Shamen. Also, we don't know. So if you have seer of an Avela, maybe it's considered a Davar Shamen. So then you'll fine. Okay. So what's the problem over here with this din over here of Isser Kechusha? Right? The problem is we have a cloud that the Isser can't go beyond what its natural limits are, and that's what the Sefer Tosis. Tosis says that if we know what the natural limits are, we can't then extend it beyond. So if you tell me that the item betzim is the issur is betzim kachush, and it's had its own natural limits, it will go into the heter kedei netila, not pekuloi. So at that point onwards, whatever movement of Shamnunis which is in the heter can't schlep the issur with it. That's the yisoid, right? So what's happening over here? You have the issur kachush, the heter shomei, they're touching. The issur kachush is putting a kedei netila into the heter that it could do. So let's schlep it weiter. It can't schlep it weiter. Doesn't occur to schlep it weiter. Because, like every case, when something which is a Nassar cannot take the oyster beyond where the oyster is able to go. That's the cloud which we're grappling with. So why is this different? So the Shach in Yudalit says, so the Shach says this. The Shach totally avoids the question. He says the lumness that the Machaber is saying over here is a concept. The first step is that the heter absorbs shamunus into the issur. That it could do. Well, now your issur is shomei. So now the issur on its own power goes into the heter of Mefeya Bekulak. So you're going to ask me, the Rishonim will argue on this din, like the Groh is saying, that like the Tosfos is going to say, the Groh went in that line, he says, well, can't do that. Right? That's the regular rule. It doesn't go beyond where it can go naturally. So, if you learn the lum, this is that the Isser goes into the Heter, and now the Isser is sitting there, kedei netila, then the shamnunus of the Heter comes up and says, you know, let's go for a ride. And I'll take you through the rest of the piece of meat. Well, that's where we have this cloud that it doesn't do that. So that's where the Shach says the basic answer is that it's not how it works. It doesn't work that the Isser, which would be the, if without knowing this problem, that would be the logical way to say it. Right? The Isser goes into the Heter. So now you have this Isser sitting in the Heter, and the Heter is a Shomei, so it's left the Isser Vaiter throughout the piece. Right? So Kamal Shach says, no, that's not the Shach. So what's motivating the Shach? What's one of the basic answers? Not like that. Because this Shita, which is saying between the Chad is this halacha, right? Says that doesn't how it works. It doesn't make sense how it should work. So do we have a makor for this then? We can stop making it up out of our hat. So the makor is the Gemara Pesachim. It's a more sense of a hedge. Right? So I didn't make it up. So there's a machlokes, we're going to see there's a machlokes in the sugya whether Recha Milsahi or not. Does you answer just through Recha without, there's no Nagia, there's no Zaya, there's just a strong smell. So I roast two things together in an oven. Um, Isser and Heter together in the oven. So does the Recha of the Isser absorb into the Heter? So that's we'll learn this. This is a seminar about Recha. So we, in general, we're not worried about Recha. The only canary that we worry about Recha is a Tana, which is closed, etc. But okay. But so the Gemara says, and I involve him a base. Amura Basar Shkuta Shamein Shetzlo and Basar Nevela Kachush Asr. So the Gemara is making assumption that Basar Nevela, which is Kachush, cannot generate enough Recha to Asr. Recha will Asr. So there's this, you have this nice fatty Nevela roasting inside the oven together with your it's not touching at all. There's no splattering, there's no touching, it's just the smell is absorbing. So the smell of the Nevela Shmeina will go into the Shkuta Kshera. That's Asr. But now it's the case all the way around. The smell of the Shkuta Shmeina, but the Nevela is Kechusha, it shouldn't Asr. So let's grab it out, it Asrs. Levi says, "I feel a basher shkuta kachush." She's on basher nevela shamein mutter, because we hold recha la milsehi. But Rav holds recha milsehi. But he says, even though recha milsehi, you need the shamnunis to have a din of recha. But he says, okay, but now over here, the nevela is kachusha. It asks, "My time, I'm a fat me hadadi." Okay, so what happens? So in that case, you have to say this yisoid. Right? There's no touching. Right? So the only way you're going to answer is that the recha from the a piece of meat which is shomein puts out a recha. Fine, but this piece of meat isn't shomein. So Zok Rav, the recha of the shamnunis of the shuta goes into the veil of kachusha, and now the veil of kachusha is shamein, and now it extrudes the recha, which goes into the shuta. So Rashi says, "Shnei shvunin zeh rochem mizeh, osur sharech min hashamein nichlis lekachush umefatmoi v'chayzer zeh umetzireach gamu." So the recha goes from the shamein into the kachush, and now the kachush is now shamein, and now the shamein iser can put out a recha and answer the kachush, the shuta. V'chayzer kein shuta kachush and avela shmeina. Rabu zoshmin and Rav lotema. Nevela kachusha hol ve'ein recha noidif liyotzel the shuta v'ashmin and the shuman shkuta mefatim l'nevela berecha v'hodem mafke iu recha. Right, so this is sorry that the basis is being mechadish that the heter shomein is mefatim the iser kachush, and then the iser kachush can now turn around and answer the heter. It's a fair shigamor that such a thing exists. So what does everybody else say? That's the recha. We don't hold the recha. Now, so and even no, okay, let's say we don't hold the recha because we don't hold the recha. So therefore, over here, we don't worry about the recha issue. And this idea that one can be absorbed into the other and affect it and move it, it's said in the sugya of recha. If you hold recha milsi, he has the ability to put flavor into it through recha. So that is able to inject the shamunis, shaboy, whatever that is, whatever that means, and move it as well. It's not a right to anywhere else. So I have the right to Mekadosh, just holding the whisper, which I don't have anywhere else. Fine. So we pass in like Levi. And well, at some point in time, we'll learn this. Rashi learns the Chavkila were machmer for Levi, it's only b'di'avid, and even that din l'chliyur machmer is only in a scenario where the tanur is our tanurim have there's some type of a, either there's a, just a vent or there's a fan taking something out, so it's, or it's a very large tanur. So this small tanur which has which is sealed and doesn't have any vent to let it out, there's in a bracha. So relevant is not really relevant. It's only the shabrecha. But this yisoid that he's saying, the Beis Yosef, to say the sister, obviously you need that svara, is going to answer the kasha. The right to say that svara is basically more psachim. So that's where this din comes from. So the shach, just like, you know, very, you know, gently says it's a two-line shach, but he's saying a major mouthful in the shach, three mouths, we're dancing the tassas kasha. The Taz is now going to see the Taz. Tell them so the Taz is ready, Mr. Stanley. Yeah. Okay. Taz and Yud. Because this is El Nilman bin Mashim, Matsinu Kain, Simon Kufresin, and Reichem, also the Philo Hetra Shomin is Osir, the Mansir Reichem, Milsi, Matam, the Hetra Ozma Fatim, the Yisra, because of Nesin Reichel Hetra. Okay. Because the custom arrived, go Shari Dura, but then Reichem Milsa, we started the Kala Bain Zab, Bain Holder Mina, Shane, and Nasser Yokel, Lesser, the Mokim, Shay, Atsan Yokel, Elik Shom. So, Kalim in the Vela Kusha, Ain Law Pitum, the Reicha, because it's Kalkush. So, how does it work? How do you. So, so we have this Yisoid. What was the Yisoid? Tosis says over there on Sadi Zion, right? Tosis has the Kash. We have a Chalkis, we shine him, whether you say Chdil Nasrela by all these ceremonies, by Mosim Chal. So, one of the Rayas that's only by Mosim Chal, not by Shari Sur. Because if you say by Shari Sur, we have a basic problem. What's the problem? Problem is the mission. The he says you're selling the kid. It asks Kedai Natila. So now the Kedai Natila of the Basur is also because of the kid, and there's been a Chetichah Nas in the Vela. Okay, so now that piece of meat, which is immediately adjacent to the kid, has a din of kid because be Chetichah Nas in the Vela. So now let that piece of meat, that layer of meat, ask for the next layer of meat because it's now it's kid. It's the same thing as Gid, so let it ask for the next layer of meat. And then once that's also, let it ask for the next layer of meat. So Tosis says, the answer to Akasha, Tosis says, according to Rishonim holds it, you say that not fail Bishari Sura. So it's good Kasha. One Tosis, you don't say it on Chatichah, not on pieces. You don't say it on Sevela, on part of a piece of meat. Not, whatever, what's the story behind that? Or Tosis says, you saw it, that the Nesar, which means that layer of meat, cannot be oyster more than the original oyster is able to go. So, if we argue that the thickness of a tenetila is an inch, let's say, so the first inch of meat has tam gid in it. The gid cannot move beyond that. So we say that first inch of meat, which has tam gid in it, not only is the tam gid osir, but all the basar becomes osir. It becomes gets the din of gid. And I wanted to say that first inch should also the second inch, because it can put its tam into the second inch. That's true. It can put its tam in the second inch, but cannot put the tam of the gid in the second inch. The gid tam cannot move to the second inch. So that halacha that it's osir is calls man. The Nesar has the Easter in it. It's also, but what's moving to the next layer is just the Nesar, which is now the Easter. The Nesar is moving, but without the Easter, that doesn't create any din in Baita. Okay, so. Zakta Trumas Nashim. Right? He says, so let's understand this then. So what happens? So the Recha, the Mela is Kefusha. And it's Shrachamaisis, it doesn't generate Recha. It doesn't become fatty, Batsa. What happens is that the Shamnunis of the Heter goes into the Nevela. So the Nevela now is sitting there as Nevela with some Heterdika Shamnunis. Now the Heter Shamnunis says, you know, I'm so powerful, I can make Recha. So it starts making Recha. It says, Nevela, come with me. It says, I can't. I have a rule. I'm out of move so far. I can't move that way. If I intrinsically don't have the ability to move, so your Recha can't, the Recha of the Shamnunis of Heter cannot slip the instrument of Nevela with it. So what's that? So you have to say that Recha is different. Once I have this aside, right, the Tosfos says, so I have to answer that Recha is different. Okay, good. So then what's your right over here? The Recha Shana Visha Pitum Moilach Reach Matam Kachajimoy. So over there is such a concept. But it doesn't apply anywhere else, because if it would, you're attacking this aside that the Nesser cannot be Oyser, the welcome that the original Oyser cannot go. Right? And that's like one of the Kaddish Kedoshim rules of, even though it's Mechaz Mishana, by the way, but it's the Kaddish Kedoshim rule of the Nesser Kalim over here. Okay. You keep the Recha Milsa Karmel and Simon Kukhas to be the Evan Mutter. South Recha. I don't have to worry anything over here. I mean, there is Recha over here also. I mean, they're sitting next to each other. There's Recha. Nah. Don't worry about it. First of all, could be like this scenario. It wasn't a scenario where Recha would be relevant. And even if, yeah, we both Kukhas to be the Evan Recha La Milsi. So Recha is off the table. So now you have to worry about regular movement of time. Time, regular movement of time. I have the rule that a Nesser cannot be Oyser more than it can go. Mayakan Isra, I feel the Ebed, though, ain't can Ella Isra Reach, the Swar, the ain't a Nesser, never feel the Noigim Zaym Zay, feel customer ride, and Orban can Ella the Reach, Milsa, Dafka. So, this thing doesn't make sense? Yeah? Everybody good? You sure you give me a funny look? What?
Nah, I don't understand the cloud in Vanessa or the shit you're talking about.
Okay, so there's two parts to the cloud. For the cloud to work, you really need to make two halachos. Halacha one is you telling me a fact. Number two, you're telling me a din. So let's accept the fact for now that these suggestions of changes, etc., right? Okay, we'll say it like this. In the case of Tosis, the comics is very easy to apply. Right? Applying it over here, you know, is not so posh. Alfredi Kappas, Tachas Raglaya, Hataz, Tramadeshin, Magra, etc., they all ask this cash over here. And I'm not trying to understand the Sushta. Okay. The case over there, it's clear. Chazal told me that Sli of a Kachish does not move beyond a certain point. That's a fact, right? Okay, so that's a fact of nature. Whether you give a halakhic status of Issa to the first layer doesn't change that fact. Right? So now, I want to know what's the status of the second layer. Well, that I know for sure, that the original Issa did not go to the second layer. Okay, it's a fact. I'm not, that's not going to change. Right? That's the Gemara. So, okay, well, my next step is okay, but who cares? You know, particular nasa in the Vela. So now the Isser stands on its own 2 feet. The Gid is the Isser. The meat is the Nasar. But now the meat is Osir. And the meat's time can move to the second layer. Right? So Tyson says to your side that this din of Chatikah Nasas Nevela requires to have the original Osir with it. Which is very misabre. Right? We'll talk about this as we go along. We spoke about this a little bit by the sugya before of We spoke about a case where you have the Gemara introduces a concept called Etzel HaSoichta. Right? If I could filter out the Isser, would it become Mutter? So one practical answer is no. Who said I know for sure I can do that? But let's say I could do that. So Basar v'Chol was also because there's Basar v'Chol together. If I would have a way to remove the Chol from the Basar, so it's not Basar v'Chol anymore, it's Basar. Or do I say, well, the Issa Torah was Basar b'Chol, but now the Torah ushered the Basar because it had Chol in it. So now the Basar is Asher b'Atzim, whether the Chol stays with it or not. Right? So the more says after the Sechta Mutter, the more says after the Sechta Os. So you go after the Sechta Mutter, makes a lot of sense. The Isser is Basar b'Chol. If I have a way to remove the Tam Chol from the Basar, so it's not Basar b'Chol anymore. Now it's just Basar. So it becomes Mutter again. The one that Rav says is, you know, Basar, we all after the Sechta Os. So he says, no. That once Basar b'Chol became Osir, the Basar is Osir b'Etzim, he's at itself. It doesn't need the Chol anymore to Osir. But even that, we discussed the scenario where the how you calculate your Eina B'Yomai from when the Basar came in, when the Cholov came in, and that was this part of this argument. Was we need everything to be fresh to have a dinner Basar b'Cholov, or no? The Basar it's still fresh. We saw the Basar Shabbat, even though the Basar became Basar with fresh Cholov. It's been 24 hours since the Cholov is, and the Cholov is not fresh anymore, but the Basar is still fresh. So it's now called it's called Binyamin. We saw the Basar, even though it's not Binyamin. We saw the Cholov. So is that really Basar b'Cholov, which half of it is not really an oyster? Is mutter. So the Cholov Shabbat is kilo tet. It's not here anymore. The Shach said, I don't care, but the Basar is Basar. Right? But he's arguing.
It's like a new min.
What?
The Basar became a new entity. So now.
Right, that's not the Shachar said. Right, but the Bach said, no, we have to cheshbon it from the Binyam of Mitzad the Cholov. So, you know, we touched on this story over there. So now I have a din of Chatikah Nasas Nevela b'Shaar Yisurim. So if I could theoretically remove the Isser from the Nesar, so I can't give us a status of Isser anymore. So we pass the Basar b'Chol, we say, oh, Efshel Sechta Osir. Once it's Osir, it remains Osir. You cannot, later on, end up falling into, you had a piece of meat, didn't have shishim, milk fell into it, it's Basar b'Chol. Now it falls into the big pot. Well, now there's shishim connected to the milk. So practically, there's not tam cholov in the middle, in the basar anymore, because that tam cholov is so minimal, it doesn't have a shame basar b'cholov anymore. So if you don't have to suck the mortar, that's good enough. We don't know. Tefillin has to be able have to suck the aser. You need cheese and crack in the whole chatif. It's a basar b'cholov, right? Because the Torah gave a new mitzias of iser on the basar. So one way to say it is because you cannot be in within the chatif itself. I cannot be guaranteed I get all of the cholov out. Maybe some of the cholov stayed more strongly in that chaticha than the rest of the pot. So mitzchila, I assume it moves everywhere equally. But once it's there, so to say, I nobody removed all of it. I can't be made. Or no, basar is basar. I don't care about the cholov anymore. It's not tam cholov. That's the argument. How to understand according to the Bach and the Shach? How to understand that din? Come along, the Tosafot comes along and says, but by Shari Surim, for sure by Shari Surim, which we have this din rabbanon, like the Ram says, of the nasa nevela, that's called man. You have the nevela with the chaticha. The rest of the also becomes a nevela. But the nevela takes a walk, so I filter the nevela out. How do I filter the nevela out? The next layer only absorbs time of the basar, not time of the git. So the time which is in the next layer of the basar doesn't have any git with it. But it starts with a metzias that it doesn't move. And I don't say, well, once it's mixed with that, the time schleps everything with it. So I have to start with a metzias. Let's say, I understand, it doesn't move on its own, but now that it mixed with the time of the gid and the bus, they get all are mixed together, they schlep weiter, they don't schlep weiter. Okay, now there's a new story, I mean, these are the mail, it doesn't ask.
But if there's a din d'oraisa of tam k'ikar, the tam is nivla in nesa.
So, but
it would be harder to have a filter.
What?
It would be harder to have a filter if it's a din d'oraisa of tam k'ikar. The tam iser is nivla in
But that's, I'm telling you, a nature, because now we're touching up the nature, the teva is it doesn't go right.
That's what gives us the filter.
That's the filter. I'm not creative.
We need something that's able to be filtered out. We need that.
Yeah, but Tom Kicker
is only the Darabanan, which allows for something to be filtered out.
I understand, but Tom Kicker doesn't change that. Tom Kicker only calls on there's Tom. There's no Tom. There's no derives.
The Tom is Belea. Whatever Isser is there, even if that Tom Isser can't go later,
that piece is Isser, but not this piece. There's no Tom there. There's no Tom there. I have a very strong filter that doesn't allow the Tom to go there. So there's no Tom. Tom is kicker. Tom Gid is kicker. This is not Tom Iker. This is not Tom Gid anymore. So we have this story which starts with a fact of nature that doesn't move. Right? Then we say, okay, now that generates din because of that. Now, I'm saying it simplistically because there's clear cases where you're dealing on the right level and it still applies, but that's conceptually that's the lumbus. So now, so Marais Kasha is a good Kasha. So how does the fatty heter smell schlep in the nevela with it? I have your side, it doesn't move. Recha can do that. But not by Tom.
Because Recha has different physical.
That's what he's saying. But the answer is going to be that what we're doing over here is we're not. So let's say I say this the way we wanted to say. The time goes from the Kochish Sanatila into there. It can't go any further on its own. Now the Shalunas comes and says, let's go for a ride to the rest of the piece of meat. He said, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I was told by the Tosis, I can't move any further. Right? The Tosis says, I can't move any further. Right? So the conversation stops right there. But that's what the Beis Yosef said, that's not how it works. And I have this Gemara which says another way, which works the other way around. What happens is I make the Isser into Shomei. Now the Isser is moving on its own power. I'll give you an interesting nafkamina. If you have a davar shomen and you have a piece of kachush next to it, and you have another piece of kachush, what's the halacha? Shomen, kachush, it goes through to the second piece also. What's the halacha in this case over here? So if you learn the pshat as the original iser, which is chokish, becomes shomein, so it goes to the second piece also. If you learn the lam, this would be that pshat it goes into the first piece. It's haka chokish, and within the first piece, the shamnunis moves it around. That doesn't move it to the next piece. That's it in a balua. Right. So, but the Rishonim are all asking this kasha, or the not the other, but all asking this kasha, are grappling with. We have this yisrael, they're applying it over there. Now, over there, it was given. The given was it cannot move. That's a clear gemara. I know a kachash cannot move on its own. What if a kachash becomes shamein? Can it move? They're all assuming the pshat is it doesn't really become shamein. It just goes as a piggyback ride on the back of the shamnunis. So they got a good kasha. So that seems to be what we're grappling with. Does it become Meshumon, to be the correct tiktuk, or does it remain kakush with a piggyback ride? When they got a kasha, we have to say that there's no piggyback rides. Excuse the pun.